If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.
Now, the Marketing Advisors on News 104.5 WOKV.
Good evening, Jacksonville. You're listening to the Marketing Advisor Radio Show. My name is Treg Kasich. Joined with me, as always, my compatriot, Rusty Winter.
Compatriot?
Yes.
That's the nicest thing you've said to me in 10 years.
Well, you're growing on me, so. As always, if you're new to the show, let me give you the breakdown. We basically bring valuable information to local business owners on how better to market their businesses and bring their products and services to the Jacksonville market. So if you have a vested interest in seeing revenue grow for your company, you don't necessarily have to be the owner. You could be marketing director. You could be sales director of sales, something like that. But you have to have a vested interest in seeing your company grow.
Most people, if you think about it, in a company, probably have a vested interest in that company doing well.
Absolutely.
But, you know, you and I have seen the type that are just sourpusses and negative, and, you know, every company has a few sour apples.
True.
But they don't generally listen to our show anyway.
That's
so
right.
Pretty much anybody listening right now should be pretty interested.
And this episode is no different. Today we've got a special guest. Her name is Diane Leone. She is a social media marketing consultant here in Jacksonville, Florida. And her wheelhouse, as the title would imply, social media, which is something that we've delved into periodically here on the show, but we thought that this guest could shed some particular light on it. So welcome. Thank you for joining us here at the Marketing Advisor Radio Show.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Yep. Well, you know, social media is one of those things that everybody, it's kind of enigmatic, right? I mean, the business owners, the decision makers, they think, well, I've got to have a social presence. Where do I start? What do I begin with? I got a Facebook page. Great. What do I do with it? So if you could maybe start off by sharing with us some of the biggest misunderstandings, some of the things that are confusing to your clients and the business owners in regards to social media.
Certainly. I think that's a great place to start because, you know, we know that social media is just a component of the entire marketing plan.
Right.
And because in the beginning, social media, everything was free. You didn't have to pay for anything. There's a big misunderstanding with business owners that, hey, it's free. I don't want to spend money to pay somebody. I can do it. I can do it myself,
yeah.
Right? Well, it has grown and grown, and just about daily there are new rules and regs coming out and changes on numerous platforms. So you have to ask yourself as a business owner, am I willing to learn the programs, follow, and keep up with the to-date information that's
the
coming
updates,
out, the changes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the updates. Just like we just had one recently, a big one with Facebook.
Yeah, we'll get into that later for sure.
Yeah, everyone's dealing with that one.
Yeah.
But you have to be prepared to spend the time and the money and create good and engaging content if you're going to do it yourself. That's one thing. The other is, I've had a lot of clients that will come back to me and say, well, my teenage son said that didn't look right.
Yeah.
Okay, so my answer to them is, he's not our target audience. If he was, we would have put something on there that appealed to him.
Right.
So you can't, it happens all the time. Don't ask your kids if they think what you're doing in social media marketing looks good. Or
unless your
good.
Kids are your target audience.
Exactly.
Right.
And then we would be doing what
right.
they like, right? But it happens a lot. And then the final thing is, it is a real paradigm shift, this particular segment of your marketing plan. We are not outbound selling. We are inbound marketing, which just simply means we don't say, hey, we have a widget. Come buy it. It's this much money. You're going to turn people off. With social media, it's the target audience and your customer that's in control, really. They control the conversation, and that's what you have to do is have a conversation with them about what they are interested in. You have to find where they are and talk to them about that and not sell to them all the time.
I heard an interesting analogy, a story where imagine yourself at a party. You're at a cocktail party.
I don't have to imagine. I do that every night.
You do it every night. and you don't know too many people, but you're
That's always true, too.
That's always true. you're on a roll today, man. You're in the AC business, and you're at this party. You don't know anybody. Would you just go up to a complete stranger and say, you know, I've got a special on AC units, right?
4,000 SEER.
Right, 4,000 SEER. It's 30% off now. I mean, would you do that? You probably wouldn't, I would imagine. And not, you know, and still have friends. You probably wouldn't do that. The same can be said on social media as well. You don't want to, it's not, like you said, it's not, you're not selling the product. You're meeting the client, the customer, where they are, and they do control the conversation. You have to give them what they're looking for at that time. Yeah.
It really is true. I mean, you know, any given day, there are people that are wasting good money paying someone that says to them, I can get you 10,000 likes. Because we all want to follow those magical numbers. How many likes? How many followers do we have? Well, they can do that. It could be people halfway around the world. It could be just anybody who will like a page. That's really not the goal. You have to have tangible goals attached to numbers like converting someone to your email list, getting them to purchase, getting them to engage with you. So I can give you 10,000 followers today, but they're not your target audience, and that's not what you want. You want to see engagement, and Facebook wants to see engagement. If we're talking Facebook, if you're interacting with someone and they're interacting back with you and sharing and commenting, then they're going to see more of your content because they're engaging with you.
That's right.
I think what you just said is a good warning for somebody who is being approached by a social media company or a digital marketing company that starts with those kind of metrics. We can get you more likes. We can get more people to like your blog. We can get more people to do this and do this. If they're talking about, if they lead with things that have nothing to do with concrete conversion type, you know, ways of measuring the campaign, I would run. And that's what you hear a lot about today. I mean,
sure.
That's really what you got to, because, you know, everybody in the studio right now follows the news, follows social media news, and you got to really sift through that, because you can read a bunch of fluff from a bunch of fluffy type campaigns that are really meaningless. And another thing you said was that I thought was interesting that people should realize, you started out by saying that, you know, when this came about, people thought that, hey, Facebook's free and social media's free. And then you went on to name all the stuff that's really involved in it. And that didn't sound free to me.
No.
Because, you know, people value time more than anything. And everything that you said seemed to involve lots and lots of time, lots of expertise, and obviously lots of creativity, too, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you add all that, you know, the folks who say that I can get you so many likes and this, that, and the other, you add that to the reality that people are truly confused as to what approach to take on a social media platform, and oftentimes they'll fall for it, you know. So beware out there. If the metrics that a potential business partner in the social media realm is looking to engage with you about, then make sure that they're metrics that you care about. Not likes don't pay the bills, right?
I will tell you, this was funny. The Harvard Business Review, it might have been, I think it was within the last 2 years, did an article about what is a like worth. And I guess somebody had come up with some sort of formula, and it was so, I mean, really nonsensical that I don't even remember it. You know, I usually remember those kind of things.
It wasn't broken out by industry?
It came from Harvard, so you got to think, oh, these are pretty smart people.
Right.
I mean, it was total BS, I guess, is the way that I would describe it. I mean, how do you come up with a formula for a like? And like Diane just mentioned, what if 80% of your likes are fake and they're from a foreign country where you don't even do business? How do you measure the value of that? The value of those are zero, really, and how do you get those into a formula? So we're about to take a break, I know that, but maybe during the break I'll try to find that article and we'll see if we can
that'd be good.
Parse it a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So you are listening to the Marketing Advisor Radio Show on News 104.5 WOKV. We are speaking with Diane Leone, social media marketing consultant and social mediatrix extraordinaire. And she's sharing with us her wisdom, wit and wisdom of social media marketing. Join us on the other side of this break. We'll be right back. Good evening, folks. Welcome back. You are listening to the Marketing Advisor Radio Show. My name is still Treg Kazik. I'm still with Rusty Winter, and we still have a fabulous guest in the form of Diane Leone, social media and marketing consultant, sharing with us her wisdom on the social media platforms. When we left off, we were talking about some of the things that are confusing to, you know, local business owners as it relates to social media. So I wanted to lead this segment off with an open-ended question of, you know, when you come across a business owner, somebody who's responsible for growing revenue for their company, and they start talking social media to you, and it's evident that they're struggling with it, they're not sure what to do, they have a Facebook page, they have a Twitter, just because they've been told they have to have them, but they don't know what to do. Now, what do you suggest that they do? What's the next steps?
Great question. Happens all the time. You get overwhelmed with social media because I can't even tell you the number of platforms. If I did a name check for your URL right now to see if they were all available, you would just be overwhelmed by the number. And what I tell people is focus on one platform. Learn it. Find out where your target audience is at and get that one down pat. Start creating engaging content and post consistently, which is probably one of the hardest things because it's time. So if you're doing it yourself, that's what you have to do. Find the audience, create good content that's value to your customers and target audience, and then post consistently so that they know to come back. I say start with one. Facebook is typically the one that I suggest to pretty much everyone.
Yeah.
Start there. And once you've got that one down pat, take on maybe two more. No one can realistically manage by themselves effectively more than three platforms. So let's say Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest, if your clients are there. You may be posting on Instagram three times a day to build up that engagement with your followers. So who has time for, you know, 10 more platforms? So, you know, little bites, you know, start with Facebook. You know, you have to have a personal Facebook page to create a business page.
Right.
Personally, I have my personal page set to private. I don't mix business and
gotcha.
My personal page. But you have to have a personal page to create a business page. So do that and now the big thing in the top image or header, they call it, of Facebook is video.
Right.
You can create a video for that header, and video is everywhere on Facebook. As a matter of fact, I think Zuckerberg said that by 2020, I believe it was, that Facebook would be all video.
Hmm.
So be aware of that as well. And also, Facebook owns Instagram, so that's why algorithms and things are changing on Instagram all the time as well. And video does reign supreme on Instagram also. But baby steps with it.
Baby
Take one
step.
Platform at a time.
You know, that reminds me of a similar theme, Rusty, that we have when we're talking about other traditional types of marketing, and that is own an audience. Get to know that audience and engage with that group of folks. Get to know how to engage with them so that when you broaden your scope, it's dialed in. You know what you're doing.
Most businesses don't need as big of an audience as they think, I think, sometimes.
Right.
So, you know, if you're buying, like, television, for instance, I mean, television has enormous reach. I mean, just still these days, a crazy amount of reach. And radio, as an aggregate, has a huge reach, too. And even some of the radio stations that we deal with, you're talking about, in a week, 400,000 people. I mean, that's that. Even in this day of all digital, terrestrial radio, some stations can reach over 400,000, and most stations in our group can reach at least, you know, over 200,000. So my point is, though, most local businesses don't need 200,000 people. What we always tell people, and it's kind of along the same lines that Diana's talking about, is try to find that segment that you can own. And maybe it's a warning. Like, there's how many social media options are there? I mean, it's just endless amounts.
It's a bunch.
And that's, I think it's great advice for any marketing that you're doing, I guess, is what I'm trying to say, is that any marketing you do, pick that. It doesn't have to be a niche. It can be a big niche. Facebook is huge.
Right.
Facebook is huge. But, you know, just focus there. And it's like the old Peter Drucker line, concentration is the key to all economic success. And I think that is still very true. Diane, you talked about content generation and the importance of having content that's relevant from the potential customer's point of view. I think that's one of the biggest challenges that businesses have. What do I say and how do I say it? So do you have any advice in that direction?
You know, I really do. It really is important to remember that although I believe in integrated marketing strategies, so, you know, someone may be using radio, TV, print, and social media, you can integrate campaigns and contests and things like that. But to get people to actually take the time to even hit a like button, and then if you get someone to leave a comment, and oh my gosh, if someone shares it, you have hit a home run, because we're all so bombarded. And like Twitter, it moves so quickly that unless you're watching it all the time, or you're getting, you know, updates that someone's posted, you miss it half the time.
Right.
So the thing that I say is, for Instagram, for example, it is all about images. Sometimes your image is too perfect, and it doesn't gain any traction. You know, they like to see on Instagram, usually the audiences like to see behind the scenes. They'd like to see a shot of what we're doing right now because it's real. They want to see real. Facebook, they'll take a bit more manicured and perfect-looking photo. And a lot of times, let's say you are a wedding venue. You could put up hundreds of beautiful brides, right? But what they're looking for, they're probably someone who is going to get married,
yeah. And
they're looking for the top trends on the dresses, or, you know, what flowers are people using, what designs, where are people getting married. So make sure that it's, you know, that gives you a backlink too, out to an article or to a blog on your website, which helps your SEO on your website. So just be mindful of who you're talking to. And if you try something and you don't get any likes, it's okay to take it down. It really is.
Yeah.
You know, just try until you find something that hits, and then you're there.
Yep. So you just described a sliver of a strategy there. How do you, when you're working with a new client who is a little green in the social arena, how do you go about developing a full-blown strategy, a marketing strategy for them, incorporating the social aspects that we're talking about?
Sure. So what I do is once the client is interested and we're going to talk about a proposal, the first thing I do is I send them a questionnaire. It's very detailed. I want to understand what they think of their business, what marketing they're doing now, what their goals are, if they have a budget, and if they have a budget for social media, and what they think they should be doing on social media. Sometimes they'll just say, I don't know. Sometimes they'll have an answer. You know, I think I should be posting on Facebook more, or I need to be on more platforms. So I take that and I kind of digest that information, and then I do a competitive analysis on their competition. Now that could be locally, nationally, internationally, just so I can go back and say, well, your competition is doing this. Is this where you want to be? And then finally, I can create a custom marketing plan for them.
Okay.
And then we move forward.
Very good.
From a personal social media user perspective, I follow Treg on Facebook, and he always has to check in everywhere, and he always posts pictures of his food and stuff like that. Maybe when we get back, you can talk about tips on how to be a good social media citizen. We won't go into that. We won't go into Treg's social.
I do not.
Actually, Treg's pretty bland on social media.
Yeah.
We don't have to worry about that.
Thanks for that, Rusty. You have been listening to the Marketing Advisor Radio. If you tuned in and you're realizing you've got gold going into your ears right now, it's the Marketing Advisor Radio Show on News 104.5 WOKV. We're taking a break. Good evening, folks. Welcome back. You're listening to the Marketing Advisor Radio Show. My name is Treg Kazik. I'm with Rusty Winter. And today we're talking all things social media. And to help facilitate that, we've got Diane Leone, social media marketing consultant, and sharing with us her wisdom in the social space. Thank you for being here again. I sure do appreciate it.
Happy to be here.
The Facebook, the juggernaut, last Thursday came out with an update. And I'm just going to read verbatim what Mark Zuckerberg posted. And I want to get your opinion.
It wasn't a picture of whatever he's eating or...
No, it wasn't.
Okay,
no.
Good.
No, it's actual text. Yeah, so it's, he says, I'm changing the goal I give our product teams from focusing on helping you find relevant content to helping you have more meaningful social interactions. The first changes you'll see will be in the news feed, where you can expect to see more from your friends, family, and groups. As we roll this out, you'll see less public content like posts from businesses, brands, and media. And he expects the time that people spend on Facebook is going to go down, but the time that they spend on there will be better quality. So my question to you is, given that, what challenges are your clients seeing? How are you recommending that they navigate through these changes in Facebook?
Well, and, you know, that is one of the challenges being a social media marketing consultant, is staying up with all the changes that happen. And Facebook is the big player. They own Instagram, and the next big player is Google. They own YouTube. You know, they're always at odds. But at the end of the day, they also are a public company now, so they are trying to make sure their shareholders are happy. And what happened was, in the beginning, everything was free. So a business could, you know, post and say, look, I've got this special today. Come in and visit. Not a big deal. Then Facebook said, you know what? You can't do that. We're gonna stifle those posts. They're not going to see them. So, and all of the goal of all of this is to get businesses to actually spend money on targeted ads instead of just using organic. So whenever they come out and do something and change their algorithms, I see the interaction, the new likes, all of that go down because the Facebook feed gets kind of squirrely for people. For a while it was, we don't want too many ads. People want to see what their friends are posting. Then it went to, if you're a business and you want to be seen at all, you have to buy an ad. And they're kind of back to that now. My clients are still doing organic posts. I'm creating those for them. I'm scheduling them and posting them. But they have to be high quality. And quite honestly, I think within that, it went extensively and talked about Facebook really likes video. Video's great. They don't like it as much if you use a link from YouTube. That's their competition. But if you upload it directly from your computer, they really like it. But now, in the new changes, what they like even more is Facebook Live, so live video. So they're just kind of pushing us all in that funnel into what they want Facebook to be.
This reminds me of another big behemoth of a digital marketing company named Google, because remember, they have made it where, one, they make it almost impossible to, not impossible to do SEO. What I mean is, they don't give you any help with that.
They don't give you the secret sauce.
And really, they've made the, in terms of, yeah, I always talk about real estate in terms of a search engine page, and now it's, you know, the bulk of it is on a phone now. It's still a huge portion is on your desktop still. It's not like 90-10 or anything like that. But when you look at the real estate of a search on your phone now, it's all paid ads, basically, and right in your, unless you scroll. And it's exactly what Google did. If you recall, Google used to have like the three ads up top and then lots of, you know, organic results and stuff like that. And, you know, now it's moved to four. They got rid of the ones on the side. They've made the top bigger. You know what I mean? And so it's exactly what Google did. And, you know, they are for-profit entities. And so there's nothing wrong with trying to figure out ways to make
no
money.
No margin,
but,
no mission.
I mean, it's so, it's, yeah, it went from, it's exactly what, I mean, Diane's right. It went from, and this is, it didn't last long, really, where you had, you could have your page. Everybody saw it that had liked it. It was just kind of in the feed anyway. To, yeah, we're going to kind of lessen that. Now pay us. Now we're going to be pretty much nix it unless you pay us. But, you know, as a user, I hate this change because of what I just said. I'd almost rather know what the Wall Street Journal is saying on Facebook than my Uncle
what
Rufus.
I'm having for
my
dinner.
Uncle Rufus and his, you know, his pizza or whatever that he's taking a picture of. So anyway, as a user, I'm not real happy about it. As a marketer, the only reason I care about it is because it could make it more expensive, really, that each, and Facebook really is a, in terms of Facebook advertising, is one of the most cost-effective ones. I mean, the in terms of what you're paying per impression and all that, and the an ad in a news feed is high quality. I mean, it really is a good ad. I mean, we love Facebook advertising, but if you think that you're just creating a page and people are seeing it, there's a reason why you made that post and only your sister liked it. You know what I mean? Over a seven-day period. So all this, you know, really makes me think about, Diane, is that this sounds so complicated. I mean, if there's anything that would make you want to hire a social media expert, it would be this conversation that we're having now. So, Diane, if somebody was interested in, you know, maybe talking to you about some social media consulting, how would they get a hold of you?
Well, thank you for that. They can go to my website, which is leonisocial.com. Leone is spelled L-E-O-N-E. So leonisocial.com, and there's a contact page on there if you want to send that through that way. Or you can email me directly, Diane, with one N, Diane@leonisocial.com.
That sounds pretty easy. Pretty easy. It's just make sure that you spell Leone properly, and the rest will fall into place. I'm sure you can even Google the Leone Social, and you'll probably populate.
Hopefully so, if I've done my SEO right on my website.
That's right. So we've only got about two more minutes left in this segment, so I want to tease the next segment up with a couple of the shiny new toys that you see on the horizon. We've talked a lot about Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, and those are pretty known quantities, at least known about, if not intricately, you know, even if you don't know the ins and outs of it. But what are some of the cool things that you see coming down the pike in regards to social media marketing? And like I said, I didn't leave you much time for this, so I want to tease this up. So you think about that, and you folks listening, don't change the dial, because Diane's going to come back with the answer. You're listening to the Marketing Advisor Radio Show on News 104.5 WOKV. Good evening, Jacksonville. Thanks again for holding over on the break. You are listening to the Marketing Advisor Radio Show on News 104.5 WOKV. As always, talking marketing and ways in which our business decision-making community can jack up revenue. And today, by using social media. Today, we've got a guest with us, Diane Leone, social media marketing consultant, and just a wealth of information in the social media space. Before we left on the break earlier, I told you that we were going to have a discussion about the new shiny toys out there in social land. And I asked Diane to think about that over the break. And so, Diane, please share with us some of the new things you see coming down the pike.
Sure. There's always something new and exciting, and there are a couple of things that I'm pretty excited about as a marketer in social media. One of them is the opportunity to have personalized videos. Now, when I say that to people, you know, they kind of go, oh, yeah, no big deal, but the name, right? No. What I'm talking about is I can take your company's video. I can decide that I want it to say, hello, Traeg here. It can pull from your social media profile information. It knows what city you're in. If I say put city here, it'll put city. And I can create a link in that video that they can link to your website, or if you're giving a white paper away or whatever you want it to link to. Having said that, I can send that video out in an email newsletter to 1,000 people, and it will personalize individually to each person who opens it.
That is pretty cool.
That's the catch, right?
That is pretty cool. Now, when you tell this new application to say my name, for example, does it sound like the same person? Is it sound cut off and like a different person, and then goes back into the?
So it actually is not verbal. You have the video, and I'm actually programming text in over the video, so it'll come up. I recommend within the first 5 seconds, it would come up and, you know, say, hi, Traeg. You know, we've got new products just for you here in Duval County. Yeah. And then you go through the video, and then you can do anything you want with it. So I find it pretty amazing that you can send it to 1,000 people and it personalizes to each individual person, because all of us are so used to just getting, you know, blanket email and advertising, and wow, now this is personalized just to me. Like, how did they know I was just there looking at a car and didn't buy? You know, that's kind of the next evolution.
That is pretty cool. And that's called personalized video. That's pretty neat. What else do you see that some of your clients, some of the marketers here in Jacksonville can take advantage of?
Well, I definitely believe you should be taking a look at, if you're on Instagram, and you probably should be, Instagram stories. Instagram came out kind of to be competition for Snapchat, but it's grown beyond Snapchat. It's an image and video driven platform, but stories gives you the opportunity now to advertise where you couldn't advertise in stories before. You get 10 seconds to look at the top of your screen and click on people you follow, their stories, to get 10 seconds of what they're doing today. Well, now the algorithms have changed and you can actually place an ad and captivate, even capture new visitors with that story.
At least for right now, until they have a discussion with Mark Zuckerberg and he convinces them to make that not happen.
Exactly. So. Another thing I think people are maybe seeing already is that Facebook is now allowing advertising in Messenger. So I don't know about you, but over the holiday, I just saw individuals, they were sending GIFs and pictures and, you know, things that said Happy New Year. I was like, wow, I'm getting that in my Messenger now. But advertisers will now be advertising to you in Messenger. So that's something new that we'll all be getting used to, I think.
Or not getting used to.
Or not.
Or just stop using Messenger.
Yeah.
Right.
So those are some of the new toys that you can, if you've got a little bit of experience in the social space and you feel comfortable with it, you've dialed in your social media capabilities, you know, the ability to identify your target audience and engage with them in a compelling way, then use some of these tools. Otherwise, if you're confused and you really, you know you need a social presence, you're not really sure where to start, a good place to start would be to contact Diane. So how do folks do that again?
Well, they can go to my website, leonisocial.com. Leonie is spelled L-E-O-N-E. Or they can email me directly at diane@leonisocial.com.
Very good. Or Google Leonie Social. I'm sure it'll populate again.
I was going to say that even if you think you've got it down, if your social strategy isn't translating into real business, then maybe it's not as great as you think. That maybe just because you posted a cool photograph and five people liked it might not mean that you're doing it as well as you think. You know, and I know, hey, I've got the biggest ego in media probably, so I understand this. But sometimes that plays a role in it. Like, you just think your stuff is so cool that, you know, nobody can touch it. And I know this because I read a book on Facebook once. But I'm just challenging everybody. And you might be right. You might be translating that into business, and it's fantastic and good for you. But I would do kind of like it's not an in-depth audit. Just see if this is translating into increased business. And if it's not, then it's probably not as great as you think and maybe can use some help.
Which brings up another question I had for you, Diane. How is it that you monitor your clients' return on investment in the social space? What is it that you look at, and how do you go about that with your clients?
You know, that is the million-dollar question that comes up all the time. Clients will say, I don't know how I'm going to be able to monitor and know what my ROI is. And it's really pretty simple. There are tools that we use, like Google Analytics, that, you know, we use keyword searches, long-tail keyword searches, and we can track those to see how well they're doing and if they're converting. That's all really techie stuff. But really, for the business owner, at the end of the day, it's about having goals that have numbers attached to them. For example, you want email list signups. We can quantify that because we can go and look and see how many people signed up for your email list after they saw that post or that ad, or contact form inquiries or purchases, or maybe it's just that they downloaded the white paper that you offered to them as extra added value. So if you qualify the goals you set, first set the goals and qualify them with numbers, we can go back and track that. As I said earlier, you know, it's not about 10,000 followers. It's about the engagement and what happens after that. Yeah. I know I mentioned to you guys earlier mm-hmm. that if Facebook took your page down today and it happens, you might have 10,000 even engaged followers, but if you don't capture them in your email marketing list, you can't reach them again.
Right.
And that really shocks people when I tell them that, but it's true. And it's happened to me. Luckily, it's my page came back, but I had an Instagram page go down. And it was down for 4 weeks, and I have 14,000 followers on that page. Had my fingers crossed they were there, came back up, they were there.
Well, thank goodness.
But don't rely on luck like that.
That's right.
Is the lesson.
But, you know, I think that's a beautiful thing. Have those smaller goals step by step, and then once you've been doing this for any extended period of time, a year, 2 years, then you can look at November's numbers year over year and see if that engagement that you're creating for your clients is actually turning into revenue. So,
I mean,
at the end of the day, I think that's what everybody's looking for, although that takes a lot of time, energy, and oftentimes money, right?
Agreed. And still, I work on clients actually asking when someone walks in a physical store, how'd you hear about us? You know, I will hear sometimes, oh, well, the social media isn't working. Well, are you tracking it? You know, are you asking customers if that's what we're asking them to do? Are you asking them, did you see our Facebook page? And so sometimes I'll put in the post, tell us you saw us on Facebook.
Right.
You know, and that's not new. That well, we've been doing that in marketing for a long time, but
sure.
People forget to ask that question. They just think social media, you know.
Yeah. It's the magic silver bullet, right?
Right, yeah. Right.
You have been listening to the Marketing Advisor Radio Show. I'm sad to say we're at the end of a beautiful segment on social media. Loved having you here, Diane. Thank you so much for your input. And we'll see you back here next week on News 104.5 WOKV.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.